With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities have launched a multi-state search on land and water for a U.S. Army reservist who they say fatally shot 18 people at a bowling alley in a bar in Maine. The shootings in the city of Lewiston on Wednesday night sent panicked patrons scrambling under tables and behind bowling pins. Police identified the suspect as 40-year-old Robert Card. He is still at large. President Biden is mourning the loss of life in the Maine mass shooting and renewing his call for tougher gun laws. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a written statement, the president denounced another senseless and tragic mass shooting, saying he and the First Lady were praying for the families of the victims. He said gun violence in America is not normal and we cannot accept it. The president urged Republican lawmakers in Congress to work with the administration and Democrats to pass a ban on military-style rifles, among other gun restrictions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Authorities say at least 27 people have died after Hurricane Otis slammed into Mexico's Pacific coast. Four people are missing. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
More than a day after the monster hurricane blew ashore in Acapulco, thousands of residents have wrecked homes with no electricity. The destruction so complete that not a single power line pole remains standing in the impact zone, according to the president. Many of the once sleek beachfront hotels in Acapulco look like shells. There's frustration with the government's response. 10,000 military troops have been sent to the area, but they don't have the tools to clean the tons of mud and fallen trees from the streets. I'm Rita Foley.
Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 251 points today to close at 32,784. The NASDAQ dropping 225, the S&P lower by 49. SRN News. The Walt Disney Company is embracing sports gambling with a betting app that will be promoted through Disney-owned ESPN. Evangelical leaders are dismayed.
It tells us a lot about ourselves. It tells us about Disney. It tells us about the gambling industry. It tells us about how moral change is repackaged in vocabulary. Gambling, in this case, legalized sports gambling or sports betting, is being reclassified as a form of entertainment.
Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says this is a big win for the gaming industry.
If you have Disney behind the reclassification of gambling as entertainment, you've actually won a very great deal in terms of traction in American culture.
The new gambling app is likely to make millions for Disney. Experts say it may also make a lot of gambling addicts that are going to need help in the not-too-distant future. This is SRN News. Stellantis says it plans to invest about 1.5 billion euros or about $1.6 billion in Leapmotor, a Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer.
The two companies say they've formed a strategic partnership and joint venture that aims to expand the Chinese EV maker's global sales. Stellantis, the European-based maker of Jeep and Ram, said it'll benefit from Leapmotor's tech-first EV ecosystem in China to meet its own targets for shifting to electric vehicles. The investment will give Stellantis an approximately 20% stake in Leapmotor.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The company said the 51% Stellantis-led joint venture will have exclusive rights to export and sell Leapmotor vehicles outside China. Stellantis is a combine of the former Chrysler Corporation, Renault of France, and Fiat of Italy. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.